Hare Krishna. Okay, good evening. Going to be reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. We're in the 12th chapter, beginning from text number 19. This chapter is entitled Devotional Service. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Hantate Katayashyami Divya Yatma Vibhutaya Pradhan Yata Kuru Shreshta Nashtyanto Vishtarashyame. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent, O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless. I am the super soul, O Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. I am the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, consciousness. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the lord of wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am the fire, Agni. And of mountains, I am Meru. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. And of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas." They should open the curtain any time now. I'm just changing the clothes of the deity. I'm just reading from the Bhagavad Gita. "Of all trees, I am the banyan tree, and of sages among the demigods, I am Narada. Of the Gandharvas, I am Chittaratara. And among perfected beings, I am the sage, Kapila. Of horses, know me to be Uchayashrava, produced from the churning of the ocean of nectar. Of lordly elephants, I am Aravata. And among men, I am the monarch. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the Sarabi. Of causes for procreation, I am Kandarpa, of the god of love. And of serpents, I am Vasuki. Of the many-hooded Nagas, I am Ananta. And among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama. And among the dispensers of law, I am Yamaraj, the lord of death. Among the daita demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am Time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of the wielders of weapons, I am Ram. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end, and also the middle, O Arjuna. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth." So here's some of the commentary. It says here, "It is not possible to comprehend the greatness of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His opulences. The senses of the individual soul are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna's affairs. Still, the devotees try to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that they will be able to understand Krishna fully at any specific time or in any state of life. Rather, the very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear to the devotees to be as nectar. Thus, the devotees enjoy them. In discussing Krishna's opulences and his diverse energies, the pure devotees take transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they want to hear and discuss them. Krishna knows that living entities do not understand the extent of his opulences. He therefore agrees to state only the principal manifestations of his different energies. The word pradhanyata, principle, is very important because we can understand only a few of the principal details of the Supreme Lord, for his features are unlimited. It is not possible to understand them all. And vibhuti, as used in this verse, refers to the opulences by which he controls the whole manifestation. In the Amara Kosh dictionary, it is stated that vibhuti indicates an exceptional opulence. The impersonalist or pantheist cannot understand the exceptional opulences of the Supreme Lord, nor the manifestations of His divine energies. Both in the material world and in the spiritual world, His energies are distributed in every variety of manifestation. Now Krishna is describing what can be directly perceived by the common man. Thus, part of His variegated energy is described in this way. So just like if someone was to ask you, oh my God, why would you want to be a Hindu like your grandmother? Are you crazy? Krishna, here He's describing that if you just look at the basic opulences or the basic necessities of life, just like the air, it's so nice to breathe, especially when you have allergies. Right? Does IBM create the air? What about the sunshine? Without the sun, we'd be frozen, we'd be blind, we'd be dead. Does Vipro create the sunshine? What about, the food we eat? It's coming from the earth, from the rain, from the sun. Jai Shishi Radha Kalachanji. No, all these things are coming by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. That's what's described here. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matasavam pavartate ti matvabhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of everything spiritual and material. Like, we can't make a company to recreate the sunshine. So scientifically, empirically, with our senses, direct perception, we have to admit that we are in contact with a higher power at every moment. And that power is controlling us. It's maintaining us. You could say, well, I don't see that. Well, you don't see the law of gravity. But if you go up on this building and you jump off, it still works. You could say, I don't believe in Krishna. I don't believe in the law of karma. I don't believe in life after death. But that doesn't change the simple fact that there is a transcendental power that is controlling us, maintaining us. Right? Even the simple ability to see, to speak, to think. All of this is coming to us by the arrangement of a higher power, far beyond human capabilities to reproduce. You see? So we have to admit we are in contact with a higher power. In the Vedic literature, there's a verse, Brahmeti Paramameti Bhagavan Iti Shabdate. That means that the Lord, He manifests in three basic expressions as His energy, Brahman, Brahmeti, right? Everything is God's energy. Like the wood we use for our furniture, the metal we use for our electronics. All these things are being produced by the Supreme Lord. Men are not creating these things. They are manipulating what's here, but they're not creating these things. We're very fond of giving big awards to everyone. Oh, he's a Nobel laureate. Oh, she is, the Prime Minister's, award winner, right? But who created their brain? You could say, oh, my mother and father created my brain, right? But who knows how the brain's created? Yeah, the mother and father, they may trigger off some biological reaction, but they don't actually know what's going on. One of my friends the other day asked me, what are your eyes made out of? I couldn't tell him. I said, really, I don't even know. And the eyes, they say that your eye is processing over 10 million colors per millisecond. It's amazing when you think about it. According to Western science, they say that our planet is traveling through space right now at the speed of 1,600 miles per hour. So smooth, right? It's smoother than a Lexus. Right? 1,600 miles per hour. Perfectly traveling. And it travels in a perfect orbit. They're saying if we move even 1 inch outside of the orbit, we'll freeze. We move 1 inch inside the orbit, we'll burn. Everything's so perfectly arranged. And then they say, oh, it's coming by chance. Everything is coming by chance. Big bang. See, Western science, they're teaching that life comes from matter. Right? And the Bhagavad Gita is teaching that life comes from life. Right? Have you ever seen a dead stone create life? That's very foolish. Material energy does not create life. Material energy is dead. See, like, you know, it's and spiritual energy is conscious. It's not that consciousness appears at a certain type, during a certain type of material combinations, a combination of material elements, and then consciousness manifests. If that was true, then you could just take everybody knows the chemicals that make up the body. Good evening, Hare Krishna. Everyone knows the chemicals that make up the body, right? It's already been analyzed. Okay, so if it's just a combination of material elements and chemicals that allows consciousness to manifest, then you can just take an injection of chemicals and inject it into the dead body and they should come back to life. If it's just a combination of material elements or chemicals that makes life, then you see, we haven't seen a scientist even create one egg, a chicken egg. They know all the chemicals in a chicken egg, right? You can break the egg, you can look inside, there's a yellow yolk, the white part, all the chemicals are there, right? But scientists cannot make a chicken come from that. So that means the chicken is a better scientist. Yes, God's nature. That's what we're saying. That's what Krishna's saying. He's saying, I'm the source of all of these things. Material science is stating that life comes from matter, and Krishna is saying that life comes from life. They're saying that everything comes from a sudden chance explosion, a big bang. You take any simple example like your cell phone, right? You take all the microchips, semiconductors, everything that's in there, and blow it up with some explosion, right? How many times, without even talking about where those microchips come from, without even talking where the primordial soup, they're saying there was a primordial soup, right? But without even talking where that comes from, take any combination of chemicals, any component, whatever you want, explode it. How many times will you have to explode those parts for it to come down and be the phone? Do you think if you blow those parts up 1 million times, once it will be the phone? 10 million? 100 million? It's never going to happen. That's insane. And they're saying this whole universe and millions of universes are all created by a sudden explosion. One cell in our body is a million times more complex than that cell phone. And they're saying this is all coming by no intelligence, no guide, nothing, it's just happening by chance. And they're teaching that in universities. It's insane. And then, you know, they give you some high-level rhetoric. You know, they'll say, it is materialistic reductionism. Write that down on your paper. Materialistic reductionism. You see, and then, so everybody knows how it goes, right? Hare Krishna. Everybody knows how it goes. You know, you have your cell breaks down to the molecule breaks down to the atom, atom breaks down to a subatomic particle, and subatomic particles are the ultimate reality of everything. They're known as quarks. So you guys should be happy to know that you're nothing but a bunch of quarks. Do you guys ever wake up in the morning and think that you're a quark? That's insane. The purpose of intelligence is to take diversity and to unify it into something that you can use and identify and relate to. Right? So, if your ultimate reality is someone, right? Not some two, not some God, you know, quadrillion, trillion, you know, subatomic particles. If that's your ultimate reality, billions and trillions and quadrillions of subatomic particles, how with your intelligence do you unify that so-called reality into the sense of being someone? You can't do it. It's insane. And that's why people, there's so much damn mental illness. Because the top level educators are stuffing all of this crap down everybody's throats. And nobody is willing to stand up and reform this insanity. And we go on just paying these guys billions and billions of dollars to feed our kids and to produce material and science journals and television shows telling us that God doesn't exist. I was looking in this Science Today magazine and this top Nobel laureate, he's saying that God is holding on to the edge of human society by his fingernails, by his fingertips, and soon he will be kicked off in the face into the abyss of meaninglessness. And these are the top intellectuals. And we're not going to say anything. We're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to send our kids out to the slaughterhouse of their educational institutions and let them become, you know, debauchees, woman hunters, sex mongers, drug addicts, alcoholics, meat eaters. Just so these people can become successful. We work so hard, day and night, hours and hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day, just to make these guys successful so they can go out and eat cows and drink liquor and have sex. Is that the purpose of our lives? Is that what Krishna wants us to do? At least we have to stand up to this insanity. We can't just go along with it. We can't just agree to it. We can't just support these people. Otherwise, we're worse than they are. Because we know it's wrong, and we do nothing. Not only do we know it's wrong, we have the correct information. Even their arguments, if you want to look at them in from a simple scientific perspective, you take the subatomic particle, right? So they're saying from the smallest building blocks, the most complex, you know, entities are created. Okay, nobody's ever demonstrated that. How can something simple create something more complex? It doesn't have within it the components, the constituents, to generate something more complex. What the Gita is teaching is from the most complex, from the source of everything, from the supreme Ishvara, that equally complex and less complex entities are created. That's scientific. They say, oh, that's just your faith, that's just your religion. You guys are a bunch of, you know, mindless, you know, followers of some, for God knows what tradition. But actually, the Bhagavad Gita is a science of self-realization. Religion implies faith. Faith can change. You can be a Hindu, you can be a Muslim, you can be a Jain, a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist. But even if you look throughout the Vedic literature, you'll never find the word Hindu. Why? Because the Muslims invented that word. They created that word. They called everybody on the northern side of the Sindh River Hindu. But Krishna is not a Hindu. Krishna says, I'm the Lord of all living beings. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha. He doesn't say, we don't call him Hindu Nath. We call him Jagannath, Lord of the universe. So in the literature, the term that we find that defines this literature is Sanatan Dharma. Dharma means the intrinsic quality of something. Hindus like to take this word dharma and water it down. They kind of loosely throw it around as religion or as duty, right? But if you look in the Sanskrit dictionary, the meaning of dharma is the intrinsic quality of something. Like the intrinsic quality of sugar is sweetness. The intrinsic quality of fire is heat. The intrinsic quality of all living beings, it doesn't matter if you're an American, you're an Indian, if you're Chinese, if you've got a PhD, if you're a Christian or you're a Buddhist, the intrinsic quality, which never changes in all of us, it's the quality of service. That never changes. We're always engaged in some service. Just like when you help somebody else, how do you guys feel? Feel good, right? Because that's our intrinsic nature. So when we would direct that service quality to the Supreme, we become situated in our eternal constitutional position. Yeah, you guys, thanks for stopping in. Have a great night. Hare Krishna. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. And thank you for coming over, girls. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Radhe Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Brahma, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh. Go ahead, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Nirahama, Nirahama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Nirama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Nirama, Nirama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Nirama, Nirama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. ta kala chandi rada, kala chandi rada. Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya. Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya, Gurudev, 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 Jaya Gurudev. Namaste Narasimha. Vilatdalatdadayame. Hiranyakashi Purvaksha. Latanka Nakayanane Ito Nisimha Pratop Nisimo Yato Yato Yamita To Nisimo Bahe Nisimo, Hridaye Nisimo. Narasimha Madhya Sarana Prapadehe. Tavakana Kamalava Nakam Mabhuta Singh. Lita Hiranyakashipu Ishavadrita Adirupa Jaya Jagadish Hare Jagadish Hare Jagadish. Bhagavan ki jashila Prabhupada ki Shri Radha Kala Chandra ki Gopremanandi Tagopremanandi Ayurveda.